Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we have another elevating dose of choral music for you. Compliments of NPR Music Stephen Thompson and his song to start your week. And Stephen, this week it's new music from one of our favorite groups. Tell us what you've got.
I've got a group called the Polyphonic Spree, a huge band led by a guy named Tim DeLauder, who used to be in a rock group called Tripping Daisy. The Polyphonic Spree is usually in the neighborhood of 15 or 20 members, and it makes gigantic, massive, kind of symphonic choral pop music with huge choruses and a massive instrumentation. And now the group has a new album called Yes, It's True, and it's as is the Polyphonic Spree's want, it's full of bold and beautiful anthems. One of those is called What Would You Do?
What would you do if you could bring back all the dead? I bring back the ones that took a part of my heart. You left on their mouth, I kissed them again, so they never, ever, ever run out.
So we love this band, and it's somewhat cynicism-free, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Everything that the Polyphonic Spree does is about inspiration and uplift. I would say it's one of the world's least cynical bands. Everything about it is built around this prescription for living that's incredibly sweet. And this particular song culminates in a very sweet line where DeLauder sings, "We're tragic, we're human, we're beautiful, don't ever forget."
Well, remind us, it's that kind of thinking is how he crossed from a rock group to this band.
Yeah, the Polyphonic Spree formed in 2000, not too long after the death of one of Tim DeLauder's bandmates in Tripping Daisy. And the passing of his friend led him to reassess his life and his music. And in part because of that, he decided to dedicate himself to music that is all about lifting people's spirits. And he's been doing it ever since, and the results are, I think, especially like with this song, incredibly inspiring.
If memory serves, he did a concert in our area where anyone could come and sing with them and put on a white robe. It just did quite something. The song, What Would You Do, from the Polyphonic Spree. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So let us know what you think of NPR Music Stephen Thompson's song for this week, What Would You Do? And Jeremy, my favorite review of the album, Yes, It's True, says they sound like the Flaming Lips if they were fronted by Deepak Chopra.
Good image.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
What would you do if you knew what you knew?
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.